Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm all nervous.
Oh, God.
Hi, my name's Ben, and I am the creator and host of We Speak Common. Welcome to this very special announcement episode where I get to tell you what I've been working on in secret for the past 8 or so months. So, a while ago, and I'm talking years, I had an idea for something that I wanted to do, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it or whether anyone would actually want to hear it, but I decided that I wanted to do it at least once, put it out there, and then if no one liked it and it didn't get any listens and people didn't want to hear any more of it, it would be fine, because I would have ticked it off my list. I would have done it at least once. And I sat on that idea for a long time until at the start of 2021, I decided to take it to a group of people, pitch it, and see if they'd want to get involved. And luckily enough for me, they did. So for the past 8 months, this group of people have been working with me to create this entirely new show. And I've been working on the editing and the processing and putting it all together. And it's all done. It's finished. And there is nothing left to do except put it out into the world and see if people like it. That's both terrifying and extremely exciting. So that's what we're talking about today. A brand new show. But I think what's best is if I let the show do the talking for itself first, and then tell you all about it. So enjoy this trailer, and afterwards we'll talk about exactly what is going on.
Did you have the same dream as me? The one where we're like hurtling through the sky?
Oh, I thought it wasn't a dream.
Captain, our drifters are awake. My name is Captain Turnbull, and as the title might suggest, I'm in charge of this vessel. Which sea do you think you're on, lad?
Oh, me?
Yes, master of seas and knower of all things that are happening.
Where?
Just go and have a look off the side of the ship for me and tell me what you see.
Okay.
You look over the edge, and as you do, your stomach drops in that feeling of surprise. There is no ocean beneath you, but empty space.
Oh, there's...
What?
Okay, so the sky is all of the way around.
Sidar's gonna walk over as he's like laughing. That's what I'm like, oh, by the nine.
You are all completely lost. I can see it in your eyes and I can hear it in the questions you're asking. So why don't I take you with me for a short trip? I have a job upcoming that I could use some extra hands on. You owe me and my crew a small debt.
In the shadow of Saloon, Tyrell's moon, amongst the asteroids that make the tiers of Saloon, there is a city. A mass of buildings covers this side of the rock, broken into distinct wards, not dissimilar to those of Waterdeep. Welcome to the Rock of Brawl.
Hello, my name's Bugs. Oh, that's nice.
The hippo turns and goes, looks down at you.
Oh, dear child, what, are you okay?
So, we're looking for a tavern. Could you help me?
Of course I can help you. Boys, this one's lost.
And the hippos all turn and they're like, ooh, a lot? And you, as they turn,
like, oh,
all this smoke just moves over with them.
Oh,
and there's
dear,
a distinct whiff of like gunpowder in the air as well. So you push off through the crowd and make your way onto Eel Street. And as you do, you can see there is a sign that has the a more cartoony visage of a beholder hanging on it with an arrow that points down an alleyway, which you can follow off down its winding paths amongst the buildings.
This place, Brawl, is not the only place.
Oh, you're really new. You've come to the right place, probably why San sent you here. I'm happy to talk and tell you stories and tell you how it all works.
A reliable source has told us that there is a downed ship here in the Tears. My friends, looks like it's time for you to get to work. Are you going to go in, Matches?
Matches will of course go in, because Matches would probably not have just had the realisation I possibly had. I'll go check it out.
There are, on this halfling, wounds that look like something with sharp pointy teeth has bitten it.
Oh.
Also, these horrible large gashes, like monstrous claws have been ripped through this person's skin.
What do I see?
The blob, this shape, is definitely a creature.
Oh, Matches. What is that thing?
From October 19th, you will be able to enjoy the brand new show We Speak Common presents, The Cosmic Causeway, a Spelljammer miniseries. The show will be releasing weekly on a Tuesday morning, starting from next week for the next 2 months. In total, there are 7 episodes and roughly about 10 hours worth of storytelling. The Cosmic Causeway is a story that follows a group of friends who find themselves thrust into the strange, bizarre, and very alien worlds of Spelljammer. And when I wrote it, I made it specifically so that if you, as a listener, have no Spelljammer experience, or maybe you know a little bit about Spelljammer, you can listen to it and hear an example of a first Spelljammer adventure, like a starter adventure for characters and players who have never been in the Spelljammer universe before. To coincide with the release, our friends at the Dice Dungeon are giving away 4 sets from their Nebula collection of resin dice. Each set was picked by a member of the Cosmic Crew party to go along with their character, the way they look and feel. If you want to enter that giveaway, there will be a tweet for entry over on the We Speak Common Twitter that will go live a little bit later this afternoon, and you'll have 2 weeks to enter into that giveaway, with the winners being announced on one of the mainline We Speak Common shows. So let me talk a bit about the We Speak Common Presents brand and what I've got going on here and what my idea was originally, and then I'll tell you a bit more about the show itself and what you can expect. The We Speak Common Network obviously consists of a few shows: Legends and Lore, Tinkerer's Toolbox, and Table Fables, among a few other smaller names that pop up here and there, for example, the rebranded D&D Agony Aunt that we do occasionally. If you're a member of the We Speak Common Patreon, you've probably got a few of my published pieces of 5e material, and those will come under the subtitle of We Speak Common Presents. Well, the idea I had a few years ago was to create a bunch of D&D actual play miniseries. Shows that were short, condensed, contained adventures with different groups in different places that you could enjoy without having to listen to hours and hours of content or weeks worth of backlogged shows to catch up with. And I've got a few stories, adventures written for that, but I've been a big fan of Spelljammer for a few years now, a long time, and I'd been reading on it and going through it for a long time, and with a lot of speculation that a Spelljammer book was coming for 5e, I thought now would be a good time to introduce people who haven't really dived into the setting yet to do that, to give them a chance to do that. So with the help of the group, I sat down and created my own set of rules to use to play Spelljammer in 5e with access to the original AD&D Adventures in Space Spelljammer box set and some of the other books from the catalogue from back in the day too. Using those, I created a story and I set the guys out and they explored space. None of them really had any Spelljammer experience before, as players or as DMs or just characters in any game. And so I think this is going to be a great chance for people to experience what it's like and to learn about Spelljammer alongside those players, and to get an idea of what Spelljammer means to an adventurer and what it's like to enter into those strange worlds. You're going to learn some of the rules of the land. You're going to learn how things work and what's different as the characters and the players learn it. And as that happens, of course, you'll be getting an understanding of what an adventure might look like in this setting, so that if you want to run one later down the line, you have a starting point to go from. So that's kind of the idea of this series, to give you your first experience in wild space, to give you the chance to learn about it and experience it firsthand. To coincide with the release of The Cosmic Causeway, the We Speak Common regular branded shows will be releasing Spelljammer content too. So this week on Thursday, you'll be getting a Legends and Lore episode on the setting, on Spelljammer itself, to give you a rundown of what's out there, what are crystal spheres, what's the phlogiston, you know, how does a Spelljammer helm work, all that stuff. And there will be some other shows, some Table Fables and Tinkerer's Toolbox episodes talking about it too, to go alongside the actual play show. I'm really excited for you to hear this and to hopefully really enjoy it. It's been a lot of fun for myself and for the other players. I know for a fact that these guys have fallen in love with their characters and want to play more of them. I very much want to keep running the game for them. So what I will say is that while this adventure is a starting adventure and it follows the characters and you're going to get to know them very well, it does leave them with a lot of options ahead of them. There is a conclusion, there is an ending, but it's an open one. Which means that if you like this show and you want to hear more of it, you gotta let me know. I've said to the players that once the show's being released, we're gonna get together and play our next arc, and we're gonna record it. And if you guys want to hear more of the Cosmic Cruise story, then we'll edit it and we'll release it. But if you don't, and that's fine if you don't, but if you don't, then we're just going to play it for ourselves, because we have fallen in love with these characters and the story that is beginning to unfold out of the first arc that's finished. So we're very much looking forward to doing more if you want it. And that goes for the miniseries as a whole. I have other adventures that I've written for this format, and if you would like to hear them, I'm really keen to do them, to take the time and to spend the time to create these stories for you to enjoy. They are a lot of work because I wanted them to be good and I wanted them to be different. And so there's editing, there's soundtracks, there's sound effects, all that stuff. Which means that turning them around as a one-man team is, you know, time-consuming. But if people like them, then I would love to do more. And of course, the best way to support me to do more is to, you know, one, let me know, two, share the show, and three, if you can and want to support We Speak Common via its Patreon. But as is. I would love to do more if you want to hear it, and I will take the time, although it may be slow at first. The other thing I want to say is that with any new production and any new format, this was, you know, a learning curve for us, and it was first recorded when we started was during the pandemic and lockdown itself. So we had a few teething problems, but they do get better. As with most shows, the quality improves after the first or second episode and just gets better all the way through. There were a few technical issues at some points, but I've done my best to remove them and clean everything up. And I think that it sounds pretty good. I'm really happy with it, you know. And now that we've done it once and I've improved my kit, it's only going to get better if we do more. So don't let that dissuade you. I'm kind of trying to set expectations, but actually I'm really happy with how this has turned out, and I'm really proud of what we've created as a group and the story we've told. So I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you have fun exploring this weird story and these incredible characters and people that we meet along the way. I don't know what else to say. I feel very weird having kept this a secret for so long, so many times, especially on the We Speak Common Discord server where we have open conversations. People have asked, when are you going to do some Spelljammer content? And I'm like, eventually, I guess, because everybody knows in that server that I'm a big Spelljammer fan. So keeping this a secret has been really tricky, and it feels really weird to be talking about it now, but I'm excited for it to be out there. So there's only one more thing to do right now, and that is for me to introduce to you not only the players but the characters that you'll be spending 10 or so hours with, and letting them tell you all about the series. So I'm gonna let them take over. I'm gonna disappear, and I'm gonna say, I hope that you'll enjoy it. We Speak Common presents the Cosmic Causeway, a Spelljammer miniseries, launches next week, Tuesday, the 19th of October. Strap in, because we're going to wild space.
Hello, I am Phoebe, and I play the Artificer.
Hi, my name is Samuel Walpole, and I play an Elven Druid.
Hello, I'm Wesley. I am playing the Paladin of the group, the Mightiest of Souls.
I'm James, and I'm playing the Wizard of the group.
I didn't have any experience playing Spelljammer, but I did buy Ben the AD&D book, so I did kind of know what it was and a little bit of what I was letting myself in for, but no.
It was a phenomenal ride in a universe that I hadn't quite seen before. It felt at home enough for me to still understand things going on, but there was that newness to it that made it exciting and a little bit scary.
I really enjoyed Large Luigi. I can't go too much into it, but you will love him. He is beautifully adorable in the deadliest of ways.
Well, I suppose my favourite bit was the incredibly large explosion and the mad cackle afterwards.
Hi, my name is Veronica Briggs Bakersfield, and I'm a little horfling, and I live in Waterdeep with my mom and my dad and my friend Matches, and we live above the Screw Loose shop.
Hello, my name is Halcyon Smissy. I am from the Watchful Order of... Well, I'm not from the Watchful Order. I'm from a research vessel hired by the Watchful Order. Am I saying too much?
Hello. I am Zidar Ironcoat, one of the knights working for the Castle Hunters. Oops, I don't know what else to say.
Well, my name is Matches. I'm a wizard. My primary occupation is disposing of sensitive classified documents with acid, but I also really like explosions.
Oh my gosh, going into the sky is like one of the scariest things you might ever do, because like you go in like super fast, but you're not. You don't feel like you're moving. And then like Bones, he tried to look over the edge. And there's nothing over the edge.
Yeah, I really didn't know any of this existed. I mean, totally. I really did know that there was flying ships in the sky. Not the normal sky, but the higher sky with stars all around you. Can we stop talking about this? It's really high up.
I wouldn't say it really changed me physically, but mentally, I don't think I ever want to go back again.
Scary at first. The wild space is a very scary place to be. But I'm with people that instilled some confidence in me. I'm not usually the most confident person, but when you're with your friends, they can change you for the better, I suppose.
My favorite thing about this whole series is the party. I think as a group, they are some of the best characters we have ever made. And together, they are just so delightful to listen to and so much fun to play around with. Their mixture of personalities, and it's just, yeah, it's a joy to hear.
Without giving too much away, my favourite part of this whole adventure is meeting things we've seen before in a different light. Seeing creatures and people that have a different view of the world because they live in a different world.
The world of Spelljammer is incredibly vast. It's like D&D, but it's completely different. You have a more sci-fi element with wizardry in it as well. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't want to be on a ship in space?
I think people should listen to the show because it's enjoyable. It's a lot of fun, and it shows a real story of friends who have grown up together and are trying to keep their friendship strong, even when times are tough.
The best thing about this whole palaver has honestly just been that I get to hang out with my friends again. You know, like, I haven't seen Bean in so long. And he's a little bit grumpy now, but I still think we get on just fine.
If you ever get lost and you're not quite sure what to do, if you find these, like, space hippos, they're pretty helpful.
Adventuring into wild space gave me an opportunity that I did not think I would have. So, I guess that's a good thing.
Like, this has been fun and everything, but, like, we are gonna go home, right?
I think the journey changed me massively. When I started this adventure with my friends, I felt very nervous and very disconnected, but we were kind of forced to spend time together and rely upon each other one more time, and I'm very happy about seeing them all a lot.
If you want to listen to some people who really love roleplay to the absolute pinnacle of it, flailing in space and just messing everything up whilst occasionally taking a step forward, then this is the podcast for you.
Well, there's the amazing soundtrack, humorous characters, and of course, the beautiful descriptions of wild space and the absolutely insane characters it houses, as well as their magnificent voices.
At first, playing Spelljammer was a little bit daunting. It seemed to have, you know, a couple more rules, a couple more things, and that idea was a little bit scary to me as someone who, even though I've been playing for a long time, I always, like, I'm scared that I don't really know what I'm doing. But once you're in it and you're into the roleplay, it comes a lot more naturally than you would think. So I think if you do read it and you think, that's a lot, don't put too much thought into that, because it's not at all.
I got ripped off. That was the worst thing out there. Really badly. It wasn't even like a little bit of a ripoff. It was a really bad ripoff, okay? They took advantage of me because I was new. Absolute idiots.
How does this work? How are you communicating through a multi-dimensional space? Because it's just for research purposes, honestly. Is it a powerful wizard thing?
I think people should listen for that exact reason. I think if you are, you know, at home doing nothing and you want, you know, like your friends to keep you company while you're doing the dishes or something, I think listening to this podcast is going to be like making 4 brand new friends, and you will be in their little friendship group. You'll know all their nicknames. You'll just get all their jokes. And I think as a listener, it's a very heartwarming tale because of the characters.
I think anyone out there who wants a truly impeccable story with some fascinating characters and a good laugh or two, then give this a listen, because, you know, it's good. Why not?
What is your tip for someone that finds themselves in wild space?
Don't jump off the edge.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.